I'm coming here to St. Phil Presbyterian Church, and we're just encouraging you to remember what God did in the past, particularly in revival, and how God has worked in this area in mighty ways in days gone by. And I just want to remind you of what took place here in Saintfield at the time of the 1859 revival. And I want to take you back to the 15th, Wednesday the 15th of June 1859. And the revival was taking place, and particularly in Belfast. And there were a couple of men who came from Belfast down to Saintfield to speak about the revival, gave an account of what God was doing in other places and how God had blessed in so many ways. The next day, the Thursday, there was another meeting, this time taken by a couple of the local ministers here, and there were several people there who came under conviction of sin, and God began to work. Then on the Friday, there were a number of meetings that there was such an increase in the number of people who wanted to come to meetings that actually the ministers became overwhelmed with the quantity of work, and they actually sent to Belfast to ask for help. And there was a Scottish minister who was available at that time, and he came down to help them looking after the souls. On the Saturday, there were a couple of meetings that took place here in St. Phil, and one of them went on quite a long time, with the result that the ministers felt that they need to have extra meetings on the Lord's Day, and the services went on. Then particularly the night one went on to about 11 o'clock, or the people hanging about. On the Monday, St. Phil rang with meetings and private prayer meetings, people having prayer meetings in their own homes. And God was beginning to move, and really move, in this district. And then on the Tuesday, they were a couple of meetings during the daytime, and then here in St. Phil Presbyterian, First St. Phil, there was a meeting at night. And at the end of that meeting, there were 40 anxious souls. The meeting finished about 9 o'clock at night, but it went on to 11, 12, counselling the souls of those that were anxious, and some went away converted, saved by the grace of God. Others were still anxious, but God was moving even around this area. God was moving in blessing. And I want us just to leave you with a verse in the book of Malachi, chapter 4 or chapter 3, and verse 10, where it says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there may not be room enough to receive it." And I want you to see the comfort there of the blessing. God blesses. God is willing to bless and to give us the blessings that we need. He is willing, so very willing, to turn the tide and to bless us. And we can comfort ourselves with the fact that God has done these things in the past. Look at the challenge of blessing. Prove me now herewith. God says, prove me. Bring the tithes in. Do what I want you to do. Prove me. Doesn't God want us to prove him in prayer and in supplication as we seek his face today? And then the character of the blessing. I will pour you out a blessing. God gives abundantly. We think of the abundant blessings that God gives. When those blessings come, they come in abundance. and they come overflowing. And we need the overflowing blessings of Almighty God. We need God to step in. And may you be encouraged to pray for those blessings today.